Metro Center Mall has had its ups and downs. When it first opened 40 years ago, it was the place to go. And if you were in Hollywood, Metro Center was a place to film a movie, like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. But newer malls eventually opened, and then the recession hit. The mall started losing stores, big ones.
For so many years, we've had this, I think, undeserved reputation. You know, there's crime everywhere in the city, and our crime rate is actually lower than a lot of other areas. But, you know, you keep hearing these urban myths out there about Metro Center.
Gail Morgan has lived in the area since the late 1970s. She's also a member of the Metro Block Watch and the Metro Business Association. Morgan is one resident who supports what's happening at Metro Center. In 2012, the Carlisle Development Group bought the mall, and earlier this year they made a deal with Walmart. Crews are now demolishing the old Broadway Southwest building to make way for the big box retailer, which will open its doors in mid-2016. Carlisle COO Warren Fink.
Retailers follow retailers. And, you know, with Walmart going up, and if we can make this deal with this next retailer, we fully expect that other retailers will start stepping up behind them.
And it's not just retail that Fink hopes to lure to the area.
We are in the process of finalizing our application to the city to rezone the entire project, over 100 acres, and bring in other uses such as medical office, healthcare buildings, corporate offices, senior housing, moderate income housing, education possibly.
Change isn't always easy for some. If Carlisle Development gets its zoning changes, they'll also be able to construct buildings that are 16 and 17 stories high. Morgan is okay with that. She just wants to see more people coming back to Metro Center. And with the passage of Proposition 104, they might be coming on the light rail. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.